Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to edify you today with a thought from Holy Scripture. Enduring is in all things. Enduring is in all things. Yeah, Christ told us in this verse, Matthew 10:22, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Yeah, I want to talk about this. You know, many people have the wrong idea that we just have to endure, like, in believing in Jesus. But nothing could be further from the truth. That simply isn't true. We have many things to endure in. Why? Because a saving faith, endurance in Christ, is made up of many things. To have faith in Christ means we are to walk in his word, walk in his ways. We're to remain, we're to abide. John 15, we're to hold fast to all his ways. Colossians 1, let me read you some Old Testament scripture. Exodus 18:21-23. "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of 50, rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So it shall be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all these people shall also go to their place in peace." Yeah, we are called to labor. We're called to endure for eternal things. John 6:27. "Labor not for meat which perish, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." Yeah, scripture is pretty clear. We're to endure all things we've been called to do. 1 Corinthians 13:5-7. "Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." Yeah, we got to endure trials. We got to endure sound doctrine. We got to endure in love. We got to endure in faith. We got to endure in all things. What one thing will we lack that will put us outside of the kingdom? We got to endure in all the things that God's called us to. Paul was a great example, Brother Paul, for us in enduring. 2 Timothy 2:10. "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Paul had to endure many things: trials, tribulation, persecution, and in sound doctrine. He had to endure the flesh. He had to endure in the faith. He had to endure in preaching. Yeah, Paul's a great example for us. We all must endure in everything that God calls us to do. All of his doctrines, that means instructions, unto holiness. There's over a thousand in the New Testament. To obedience, to righteousness. Look what happens to those who don't endure in sound doctrine and in the instructions. Look what happens. 2 Timothy 4:3. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears." All right, so that's what we're talking about. Enduring in sound doctrine, that matters. All right, so I'm back. This is interesting. I was doing my teaching, and the manager of the restaurant that we're parked at, they let us park here overnight, came out, heard me talking to him, and I just had about a 20-minute conversation. He's a believer, says he's going to email me, so I want to get back. This is awesome. I got to get back to where I was. Maybe I'll be a little bit redundant here, but I'm going to start right here. So we have to endure in everything God calls us to do, right? His doctrines, his holiness, his righteousness, his obedience. I think I was going over this, and I might have read this, I might not. Look what happens when you don't endure in sound doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:3. "The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears." Yeah, that's what happens. Look at that. And then how about Abraham? Abraham endured what? To get the promise. Hebrews 6:15. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. What a glorious promise God gives us if we're willing to endure. So I want you to ponder how God has called us to endure, even in sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16 tells us it saves us. And all that that means, ready? How we act, how we talk, how we dress, how we live, how we preach, how we fellowship, how we make money, how we spend money, on and on and on and on. All these things we must endure in to the end, lest we fail, saints. We have to endure and overcome, that means conquer, lest we fail and we will not receive the promises of Christ. It will affect our preaching, how we work, how we save our money, how we study, how we fellowship, how we discipline, how we raise our children. Every aspect of life is covered by God's word and sound doctrine. So in all of this, we have to endure to the end, lest we lack. What one thing you lack, Jesus said to the rich young ruler, will keep you out of the kingdom. Adam and Eve got thrown out for one sin. What one thing aren't you enduring in, saints, that's going to cost you on judgment day, and we will fail our God? His word endures forever, so should we. 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So my admonition to you today is this. Don't just focus on, oh, I believe in Jesus, I got to keep it believing to the end. I want you to focus on everything, the New Testament and some pre-tour things. We cover all that at don'tperish.com. All those things. Are you enduring, walking, keeping, faithful in all of those things? If not, take stock. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself, find out what you lack, then repent and get it right for the glory of God. Get enduring in all things, in faith, in sound doctrine. We're there to help you. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Check out the Ecclesia gathering area with all the audios, the teaching area, thousands of teachings, and the street preaching. Are you enduring in all things to the end? Yeah, that was awesome. I'm doing this audio, and that young man, he's a manager at this restaurant, comes over. He stopped and he was listening, and he said, I got to listen to that. And he was listening, and then we talked. He belongs to some little fellowship down the street. Get this, the fellowship is a Haitian fellowship. They speak Creole, kind of like I think what they speak down in Louisiana. It's a totally different dialect. And he said they don't have a website or anything, but he said he's going to email me. It sounded like they had a lot good going on, although he did say they don't believe the Holy Spirit is one of the persons of the Trinity. They believe he's just a spirit, but I gave him some good evidence. He said, I got to consider that. And we talked about some other things. He goes, yeah, my church doesn't have that right. So what a blessing. I'm walking in the parking lot. It's late at night and everybody else is gone. The manager walks out and it was perfect timing. So hope that study on enduring edified you. Tomorrow we go and preach at an event in the town we arrived in. Pray for people to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Love y'all. May God be praised.